It's a huge weekend for women's rugby in Wales and this week's Welsh Rugby Union podcast. Wales women are expecting a record crowd at the Principality Stadium as they face Italy to kick off the final Road to the Principality Day. A bit of a celebration of women's rugby to finish off with. Of course, this Six Nations campaign hasn't gone to plan, but there were signs of some improvements against France, which they need to build on against Italy, who will be tough opponents, having won in Ireland this season. Coach Eoin Cunningham has made changes, particularly behind the scrum.
Some were forced, obviously, with some players returning to Sevens, which was always part of the programme with their hybrid contracts. That's Jazz and Kayleigh Powell, so that gives Jenny an opportunity to come back in a full back. Lisa has been training well and she's been patient as well, so great to see Lisa Newman back on the wing. But we've tried to keep consistency in our team, a little bit more experience at nine with Kira Bevan, and which will be vital for us against a tough Italian side this Saturday.
You're not afraid to throw Hannah Bluck in. I think you gave her a first start against England last year. I mean, how big a player is she going to be this weekend?
Well, you know, one of Hannah's super strengths is her physicality, and you know, that's something we will definitely need on Saturday. Again, being patient in our environment, trained really hard, and deserves the opportunity. And you know, we hope she goes well on Saturday, and we want to give her the ball as early as we can, because that physicality which she has going, she ball carries.
What's it been like in camp this week? I mean, to the media and post-match, you have been accused of sugarcoating things, looking for the positives, but are you a little bit harsher on the girls now when it comes to getting down to the work?
When we're in reviewing games, reviewing sessions, we are honest, and I don't think anyone would expect any less. You know, some things have not been good enough, other things have been good. It's just trying to pull it all together, and you know, we've got a great opportunity this Saturday in the Principality to try and finish the championship on a positive note, and that's everything we're going to be focusing on over the next 48 hours.
The statistics that everyone keeps bringing up are entries, like 30-something entries, the Six Nations, and just a handful of tries. How do you go about making sure that you finish off those chances?
Well, as you've said, we've created a lot. Patience is the big word, and composure. You know, that's something we've discussed even deeper this week, as in, look, when we're in there, it doesn't matter if it's 100 phases, you know, we just keep hold of that ball and wait until we cross the whitewash, and that's what we've got to do this week.
What can we expect from Italy? You had a great win against them last year, but they've come here and spoiled the party before.
I know, they've won you several times, you know, in Cardiff, so they're a tough team, they're playing well, they play a good style of rugby, a lot of width, some X-factor players in their group, so it's going to be a tough challenge for us. You know, they push Scotland really hard, beat Ireland away, so, you know, this game's going to be a challenge for us. It's, but for us, we've got to focus on ourselves, our performance. The start will be really important. And also, you know, being home with our supporters is going to be huge for us.
How much are you hoping that you get a really good crowd this weekend?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? You know, a celebration of rugby for women's and girls in Wales, and to have a good crowd, I think, would be special for us. But it is focusing on our performance and not letting the occasion or the venue get the better of us. And that's what we'll be talking about over the next 48 hours as we narrow our focus towards the kick-off, really.
Is winning the only option this weekend?
Well, yeah, you know, we have to win. Simple as that. And that's what we've discussed this week. You know, we've had a short week, short turnaround from the France game, and it's basically how can we win one game of rugby, and that's what we discuss as a team, and hopefully we can put it on the field this Saturday.
£3 million from the Lions. How would you like to see that spent in Wales?
Oh, well, competition is key, isn't it? How can we set up a competition potentially? There's some critical roles from a strength and conditioning point of view, as well as specific skill coaching. We've still got skill gaps in our game, like kicking and specific front row specialists, throw-in. So those areas would be massively improved if we could invest in that.
In terms of getting the tries, you take four line-out drives, but if there was one try that the ball went out wide and scored in the corner, that would get an extra celebration, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, you know. And I think even though it might not look like it, we have moved the ball a lot further this campaign than we did in WXV. So that's been a positive for us. Possibly we haven't been clinical on the edge or finished those opportunities, but creating that opportunity, narrowing the defence up, getting it wide and scoring would be fantastic this Saturday.
What's the issue? Is it skills? Is it structure? Is it confidence?
That's a good question. Possibly a combination of all three. You know, we possibly get to the right area of the field, maybe don't pull the trigger, skill execution. But that's something that we are continually working on and trying to improve that pressure in training, so that when they come to the game, it's second nature.
One of the things that's going to help is obviously more girls playing younger. The festival element of Saturday, how important is that?
Well, it's huge, isn't it? It's a bit of a celebration for women's and girls' rugby. You know, in the Principality, it's going to be a great day. But we've got to start the day off on the front foot, hopefully, with a win at home. That's what's important for us.
And they'll obviously be coming to support you, but it's also a chance for you as a national squad to show your support back for them.
100%, and there's so many links and obviously family connections or people that are involved in playing in the games afterwards, and or some of our squad have been involved in coaching or helping out, so the links are huge, you know, and that's what makes it special on Saturday for everyone involved in Welsh rugby.
Yes, Hannah Bluck in the centre and Lisa Neumann on the wing amongst the changes, both coming in for their first starts of this Six Nations campaign. Captain Hannah Jones wears the 13 jersey, of course. So how quickly did they review the France game with a quick turnaround this week?
Yeah, we packed it quite quickly. There's some good energy going about here today. I don't know if you watched our session. It was a good session today and, you know, we're bouncing and looking forward to going into Italy on Saturday.
You've got a new centre partner again this week, Hannah Bluck. She's a physical player. She's not going to be afraid to go at Italy.
Definitely. Blucky's been training well all tournament, so she's going to get a chance at that 12 jersey. And I think we need, you know, some go forward there, and she's definitely the girl to do that.
Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa's a powerful runner. She's been training outstanding as well, so hoping to get the ball in her hand as well.
Some of the outside noise this week has accused some of the coaches and players of sugarcoating the defeat by looking at the positives, but is that what you do?
Yeah, definitely. You reflect hard on yourself whatever happens, even if you win, there's a hard reflection on yourself of how you get better. But in terms of sugarcoating it, I just think, you know, you've got to find positives to go to the next game. And there definitely was positives. I know it was a nil game, but we played more like ourselves. There was more energy and the team, you know, they were outstanding.
You have to get a bonus point win this weekend. Italy have come here before and ruined the party, so to speak. They're going to be a tough challenge.
If we focus on the process, I'm sure the result will come.
What can you expect from Italy? They're really up-and-coming team.
Yeah, they're an exciting team. You know, you've got Rigoni in that 12 jersey. She pulls the strings for the back line. They're an offloading team. If you allow them to get energy and momentum, they're definitely hard to stop. So, you know, we'll target that to slow the ball down and make sure, you know, we kill that energy.
We're on target for a record crowd here at the Principality. I mean, 10,000 would seal the record. What would that mean to have so many fans here in the home of Welsh rugby?
Yeah, that's brilliant. And, you know, we want to thank our supporters for the support and turning up on Saturday.
And the facilities, you know, doing the walk that you watch on TV. I mean, what is that like?
Yeah, I've never done the walk before, though, so that'll be new. So that's pretty exciting.
Having 10,000 here just for you and as part of a bigger day, what's that mean for you all?
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, the women's game is growing. If you see the crowds that England are getting, France, and, you know, we're just at the start of that. And, you know, we need to build momentum and hopefully one day, you know, where we push bigger crowds. But, you know, this is a great start.
And that festival aspect, that's quite an exciting development. You need more girls playing younger for, yeah, you know, the top end to have the skills and everything to do well.
Definitely. It's nice for them to have a taste of the game as well. And it's quite exciting for them to come along as a family. And, you know, little ones just don't want to sit down and watch a whole 80. So they've got something to do and, you know, keep them occupied as well, which is quite nice to see.
And they'll all be supporting the national side. But it's also a chance for the national side to show your appreciation of them and their future.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the girls make a real good effort going on to the crowd after the game. Some regular supporters, which is nice to see, and that's how the game's going, and we love it.
You're listening to the Welsh Rugby Union podcast.
A lot hinges on the player wearing the 10 jersey, Lakey George. Her first full Six Nations campaign for her. So, how's she found it?
It's been nice to get minutes in the shirt, obviously, consistently. Learning curve from the first game to now. I'm enjoying playing at this standard and seeing what we can do as a team. I think I've shown parts, probably not as much as I've wanted to show, but I felt from the last game I really started to show what I can do, help the team get into the areas that we want to get into.
What do you think has been missing, perhaps, in the backline play so far in the Six Nations? Because I think it hasn't always clicked in the sense that we want to, and what can you do to help improve it in the future?
It definitely hasn't clicked yet. We've been trying different combinations in different games, so people are having minutes in different positions maybe. You know, we've got quality players across the back line. It's just about really trying to put our individual strengths forward so then we can hopefully in the future really, really click as a whole unit.
What do you make of Italy, the challenge of Italy this weekend?
Yeah, it's always exciting. every game in the Six Nations, but yeah, excited to go up against Italy. Obviously it's going to be in the stadium, which is really cool. Hopefully we can get as many people out to come and support us as we can. We're ready to see what we can put out on the field against them on Saturday.
Do you feel as confident as when you started the Six Nations as now, or if you're not, how do you feel you can get that confidence back?
I think we've actually taken a lot of confidence from Sunday's game against France. I think the score probably didn't show the way we performed as a team, but I thought some of our attacking phases was really good as a team. We are taking loads of confidence from that going on into Italy this week. It's all about scoring tries really in rugby, isn't it? You're not going to win games if you can't score tries. We're not far, it's just getting those clicking moments and we'll be flying, hopefully. I think our possession and territory stats were well above what France's were, and a lot of their first few tries came from our mistakes, really. Probably not respecting the ball enough when we're in the 22 attacking zone. There were some defensive sets as well, was outstanding from across the board. It's just about finishing off those good phases of play instead of giving the ball away loosely.
Is it just having that calmness at the right moment?
We try and speak a lot about patience, you know, when it comes to when we're in the green zone, and allowing the forwards to give us that front football. We just need to keep learning about the momentum swings and, yeah, just stay patient.
Because the stats were weird in terms of passes completed, metres gained. You wouldn't have thought it would have meant a 14-0 defeat.
Yeah, 100%. France, to be fair to them, just they took their opportunities when we didn't take ours. It's as simple as that, really. So we need to be more clinical when we get in the right areas and, yeah, score points.
And one of the more thoughtful squad members is versatile forward Georgia Evans, picked at number 8 against Italy. So, how does she reflect on the Six Nations campaign as a whole so far, starting with the France game?
I think it was what we needed. Ireland kind of sobered us up, put our feet back on the ground a little bit. France was tough, we knew it was always going to be a battle. But I think we showed the growth that we got within that week. Attacking-wise, we managed to put some really good phases together. I think we righted some wrongs that we needed to. Unfortunately for us, we couldn't get on the scoreboard, which is probably the tale of the Six Nations for us at this moment in time. But I think we can take some confidence in going toe-to-toe with the best when it comes to France. I think we can be confident now going into next week and take some learnings from it.
Are you worried that the scoreboard says 40-0, but there was more to it than that? Just comparing to last year, it was, 38-19 or there or thereabouts. Is that a worry? The fact, 4 tries this year so far?
I think worry is probably not the word we're using at the moment. I think from the start of this campaign, it was about putting performance together as a team. And we can't shy away from the fact that we haven't converted on the board. And that is something that we are really working hard on trying to do. When it clicks, we can go toe-to-toe with the best in the world. And we can take on the likes of France and England. We show that we can get into your 22. And when the moment comes, when it clicks, it will happen eventually. We just got to keep chipping away at it, nailing our basics. I think that's the biggest thing that we're looking at now. We're looking individually on nailing those small things that are causing us problems when we're out there.
Can you put your finger on it? I know that's a difficult question, but I think Johan touched on it post-England, didn't he? That you got into England's 22 numerous times, but just can't convert those chances. And that was a big swing, wasn't it? That interception on Sunday.
Yeah, it's huge. We can get there. It's about getting over the whitewash, and it's about being clinical in our individual performances. And every time we've gone in there, it's not on one person. It's an added collective, and little things have a knock-on effect. And that's the game of rugby. So it's about making sure that us as individual players do our role 100% and get that right every time, to make sure then that the forwards can complement the backs and the backs can then complement the forwards, and we can work off each other, because I don't think has potentially, we've seen that when we're in the 22 at the moment.
What would you say to people who have seen the upward curve and trajectory of the squad over the last 2 years, but that's stalled in terms of results anyway this year?
I think it's tough this year, and like the word sobering is probably best described, because we have the same team. We actually have a better team than we ever had before. We've got the strength and depth coming through. We've got the new caps who are showing absolute stardom when they're coming on the field and playing. We have everything we need to be a successful team. I think maybe this year it sobered us up a little bit that other teams have now caught up to where we are. They were slightly behind on the professionalism scale. They've caught up rapidly, and we probably took our foot off the gas. We're the first ones to hold a hand up that we haven't done what we needed to do, the Six Nations, and what was expected of us. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that other teams, it's not that we've got worse, it's other teams have caught up. And it's now about how we put our foot back on that gas pedal and get back to where we need to be. And we know we can go and do it with the best. So that's where we want to be.
And there's big implications if you don't perform this weekend, wider implications. You want to win,
yeah.
First and foremost, you want to finish on a high. But in terms of where you are, your status at the moment.
100%. And I think that's the thing. We want to finish on a high. We want to, one, right some wrongs. Two, we want to put a performance in. We showed glimpses of it in France that the Ireland game was not us at our best. The France game, we showed glimpses of what we can do when we're on fire. So I think it's about being consistent across the 80 minutes. There's no hiding from it. We need to get points on the board and pretty quickly. And then we can kick on from there, then take confidence from that going into wherever we may end up in September, October time.
Are you sensing that at the moment, that there's a bit of anxiety, you just need that win to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, that's the thing. When you're in that slump, it's quite hard to dig yourself out of it. But I've been around now for a while. I've been in many campaigns where we have been at the bottom and everybody's calling to sack us all and to get rid of everyone and X, Y, and Z. And at the end of the day, only us as players can make this better. Only us as players can dig ourselves out of this. And I know that we're capable of doing it because we've done it many times before. So we've got a special group of players. We've got so many special girls coming through and really challenging us when we're out there on the training field and on the game days. And that's exciting for us. So we've just got to stay tight as a group. And I know that we are the best fighters in the world and we'll come back from this. And I know that we'll come back from this much stronger.
Can you just take us into the dressing room after that result against France? Because the performance was better than the one the week before, but obviously the scoreboard possibly doesn't reflect that. What were the immediate emotions of players and what did Johan say to you?
It's more so frustration, I think, because at half-time we knew that all we had to do was keep chipping away. We'd shown that we were in the 22, we'd shown that we were capable of getting there and playing, just about converting them last moment. So for us, it's real frustration because, like I said, it's individual things that lead to the final result, and that's what we've got to look at internally. So for us as players in the changing rooms, it's frustration, and no one is feeling it more than us at the moment. But at the same time, we have to look at small glimpses of light that we've got, and whether that's the new players, whether that's the expansive rugby that we've shown we can play, the combinations that are being out there. So we're taking small wins from every game. Now we've just got to get a win on the board.
Yeah, you mentioned taking foot off the gas. Is complacency the right word then? Maybe not the team, but also wider?
I don't think complacency is as such. I think this campaign, actually, like alluded to before, is the strongest campaign that we've come into as a squad. Mm. We have so many players vying for positions and pushing us. We know that there's lots going on in the background, but we made sure that as a group, when we came into the Six Nations, it was all about us. Our focus was all on us and how we were going to build, because this is a long-term thing. You know, it's going into next World Cup and that afterwards. So I think complacency for us as players, absolutely not. Potentially just not blindsided, but those performances from Ireland and Scotland, we knew that it's always going to be an arm wrestle. We always know that it's going to be a battle. I think sometimes they smack you in the face a little bit harder than others, and that's what happened this campaign, and unfortunately we were left behind.
Italy, big challenge. How do you see that going? Because their campaign has been a bit up and down as well.
We're excited. It's a standalone game, one of the first ones. So we're really, really excited to be able to actually go into the stadium, make it our home for the day, put on a performance for the girls. I know that there's games afterwards. So we're hoping to, you know, start the day with a bang. Italy are always tough. It's going to be an arm wrestle. It always is. But I think as a group, we are the tightest we've been. We know that we've got to dig deep on Saturday and make sure that, one, we put a performance out there that we're proud of so that we can then walk away with the result.
It's a bit about that whole day. It's a really exciting day for everyone. And the other teams that are playing, are you going to stick around and support? You know, they're probably going to be supporting you. And then afterwards, is that the plan? And do you have friends playing in the finals at all?
There are quite a few people across the board that are playing. We're really excited because we get to support them as they have supported us. I think throughout the campaign, what we have seen is the growth in the sport and the growth in Welsh women's rugby. We've got so many fans that come in week out, stay behind afterwards. We can't thank them enough because without them, you know, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. So it's amazing for them to be able to come and watch us. But yeah, we will be sticking around. We will be showing face at the end and making sure that we support the girls that come out every week to do so with us.
And it should be quite an occasion to look forward to on Saturday. Tickets still available if you're not already booked to go. That's it for this week's Welsh Rugby Union podcast. Plenty more next week, of course. But until then, goodbye.